This is Radio Catskill. Listen local.
Yes, it's the final countdown to the Fall Fun Drive. It's a special local edition. I have two guests here already here, Jason Dole and Tim Bruno. Well, let me bring it up here. I'm not used to being
Howdy, 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 howdy.
Hey. Okay, can I just tell everybody that...
Like, we're so tired at this point.
But Patricio has been waiting for this moment all day long.
All he day. Has had He's this... been waiting for this, like, all week.
Ready. He's had this song locked and loaded. Ready to go. It is the final countdown. We are in the final stages of our fall fun drive. Thank you to everyone who's donated so far. Thank you to Supergroup Europe for song. 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. We have a $1,200 challenge from our generous board of trustees, and we have heard from a lot of folks in the last half hour.
We're counting it down.
Yeah,
we're counting it down, Tim.
The final countdown.
I'm so sorry. I'm not staying on message.
So listen, we have some people to thank, right?
Yeah. We want to thank RM Farm Real Estate in Livingston Manor and Jill from Narrowsburg. And also Evelyn in Hurleyville, who is in Florida, but listens every day and supports us as well.
Thank you.
And says, great to take Radio Catskill wherever you go. Yes, wherever you're listening to us, we are your public radio station.
Yeah, that's true. Also, there's a comment from Susan on the website, too, because she was taking us wherever she goes. She says when she got off the bus today, she was starting to listen.
Yes, when I hopped off the bus on Monticello today from the city, I jumped into my car and turned on JFF. It felt so comforting to hear Tim and Jason and their banter. You guys rock. A great Democracy Now! Session this morning, too, as always.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. Yeah, well, thank you for that, Susan.
Yeah, Susan's awesome.
And also, you know, it is... I hear this from folks, too, that when they are here and they're listening to us, they feel like a sense of community, a sense of comfort, if you will, a sense of belonging, a sense of, you know, knowing what's going on. And so we ask you to support all of that with your donation at 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org.
Well, so this is us all over. Tough as nails, yet comforting.
I needed that on a shirt.
845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org. Just $575 to go on the $1,200 challenge. That means we will put the $1,200 we raise together with the $1,200 that's already there on the table to become $2,400.
Wow.
Put that down, and then that means we're like,
it's
I think
be like
under
91%
yeah, 91% of goals.
So. Yeah, that's amazing. So. That's amazing. I'm fantastic to hear all the people that came in today. The studio was busy today. All three studios will be used
every hour.
Once.
Yeah. Every hour. Yeah.
And it's great to hear all this feedback from folks who love the station so much. It's so comforting.
845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org. Help us end the drive with your donation right now to meet the challenge and then just get right that much closer to the final countdown.
The final countdown. The $575 left to go. We're trying to raise this last $575 for this challenge. That's the step that's in front of us right now. It's not that huge of a step. Everybody can do part of it. Whatever part you can do, let us know now. $575 we need to raise, and we'll get to add another $1,200. Call 845-482-4141. Go to WJFFradio.org. And my goodness, make a donation in honor of the local edition and all the great work that Patricio Rabayo does, not just hosting the show for you on Friday, but doing all the work booking and planning and producing the local edition all through the week. Thank you so much to Patricio.
Thank you.
And while he's here, let him know you appreciate the local edition.
845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. One other thing to mention, Patricio was accepted into a great program from the Poynter Institute, which is a school for journalism and democracy. They also are the home of PolitiFact. They are based in St. Petersburg, Florida. He was accepted into this workshop for a writing workshop, which is happening in St. Petersburg in November. You're going to go down. They're one of just 16 journalists in the country selected. So congratulations to you
thank you.
And we're looking forward to what you bring back to teach us what you learn there, too. So very cool, very awesome, and doing great work. Support the great work that Patricio is doing, Jason, everybody here, Mimi, the whole team, all of our local volunteers and DJs, 845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org is where you can go to show your appreciation. So show your support.
Yes, so give us a call here, 845-482-4141, or donate online at WJFFradio.org. We're going to go into a quick local edition right now. We have, let's start to meet the theme song, because it wouldn't be the local edition without the theme song.
Oh.
Yes. Bringing down there.
Wait, but there's, but it wouldn't be Friday's local edition without Patricio saying,
hello, 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 and welcome to the local edition on a Friday evening. I'm your host, Patricio Roballo. We have a great show for you today. We have a couple of, we have one recorded conversation I had earlier today with Chris Rowley from the Shawangunk Journal, and then coming into the studio, we have some live guests. Oh, not even going to have live guests. I'm really excited for tonight. I just got my my green tea on, so the caffeine is flowing through my veins right now, and I'm very excited about that. So it's Friday on the Local Edition, and every Friday we check in with the one and only Chris Rowley from the Shawangunk Journal, letting us know what's happening in Ellenville and Ulster County. I spoke to him earlier this afternoon. He was very excited about a new bookstore that opened up in Ellenville. And for those who don't know, Chris is not only a reporter, he's also an author. Check it out. He has a Wikipedia page. Check it out. He has authored a whole bunch of science fiction novels there. But he has talked about earlier today, well, me and him talked about earlier, about this local new bookstore that opened up in Ellenville. Here's Chris.
A new bookshop called The Common Good, which has just opened. And it's on Canal Street, the block up from the theater. And it's kind of catty-corner across the street from our office on that block of Canal Street. They have books and they have a bar. They have a very great-looking bar with an English bartender. The lady is definitely, she sounds English. She's of an Asian background too, which is a very common thing now in England. And that's going to be an interesting place to hang out. Perhaps if you're going to the theater, go there first, whatever. But The Common Good on Ellenville will be selling books. And this is a trend that is starting to happen across the country, which is independent bookstores are coming back since all the chain bookstores went bust. And everyone can get their books at Amazon. I certainly do. But it's not the same. It isn't the same to browse at Amazon as it is to browse in an actual bookshop where your eye is caught by something that you would never otherwise see. That is the charm of a bookshop. It's also the charm of a library, that if you browse the shelves and you're just looking along and you're looking at Dickens and suddenly you see something, who's this Philip Dick person? And if you ever do read any Philip Dick, you will never regret it, I'll tell you. He's an incredible person, incredible writer. It's that sort of just happenstance, good luck, fortune thing of finding a writer or finding a book from being able to browse shelves. And if you can browse shelves after having a cocktail or a beer, even better.
Yeah,
that's the story in Ellenville with that. Yeah. So
no, it's I totally agree with the bookshop. I have a young daughter and I'm glad that she's into books and she recognizes books, because nowadays everything's just on tablet and e-readers. I have to admit, I'm an e-reader. I have a tablet as my main source for reading books is on an e-reader, just for the convenience of it. But I do have physical books that I still read, things like that. But I like the e-reader because you can change the size of the font. And as I get older, for some reason, the fonts get bigger and bigger.
Oh, I do know that. I have okay, so being who I am, right, science fiction person, I have a collection of SF back here behind me that's mostly from the late 50s and the 60s and the 70s, okay? And a lot of it is the paper's yellowing and going brown even in some of them. But the fonts, oh boy. I'm not to the point yet where I've got to get out a magnifying glass. But it still is not as easy to read that as it was when I was 10 or 15 or 25. But yeah, I understand the lure of the e-reader. I haven't succumbed to that yet. I don't like to read on the screen personally because I work on a screen all the time.
Yeah.
If to get away from the screen, it's fine. And I don't like to spend a lot of time even looking at cat videos, as funny as they are. So, and I got to apologize to the cat who's here. I'm sorry I did that, but you know. If you're watching cat video in this room and she's in here and she hears two cats getting ready to fight, she gets fluffed up. She's, where are they? What's happening? Have I got to defend myself?
She hears the other cats. She's wondering where they are.
Yeah, she's wondering, what the hell is happening? Where are they? They're not in here, are they? So anyway, but yeah, reading anything anywhere is better than not reading. And that's one of the things I try to urge every young person to read if they possibly can. I always have a stack of books at the bedside.
Yeah.
I tend to do my bed before I go to sleep. But,
I'm learning that it's okay to buy books knowing that you're not going to read them right away. Because I always in the past, I was like, I'm not going to buy the book because I'm not ready to read it. I'm reading another book. And so I wouldn't buy it. And then later on, I thought, I wish I bought that book because I wish I had it near me. But it's okay to buy books that you're not going to read right away and just have them.
It is, yeah. And sometimes you don't read them for years and then suddenly you go, oh, I never got to this, and then have a great experience. You know?
Yeah, and one of the things I like about physical books is it's always with you. It's always there, and that's one thing I don't like about the e-books is that there's no copies, and I can't pass it on to my daughter or something like that unless I share an account with her and I can share the e-book readers. A little different than that. But I like that you could share a book. Like, my father has an extensive library. And I know one day, eventually, that library will become my brothers and I, and I could be reading the same books that my father read and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the great things. Yeah, I inherited a lot of books from my dad, too, and some from my mother as well. Yeah. Yeah, I have a great collection of H.G. Wells and stuff like that that he got from his dad.
Wow.
So, this is before paperbacks. These are the Everyman Library and other such libraries of small hardback volumes, tiny font. It's really hard to read, but they did all the classics, everything possible, and a lot of everything that was really popular in the 19-teens and 1920s. Yeah, I've got quite a few of those.
Thank you so much, Chris, for that. It was Chris Rowley from the Shawangunk Journal letting us know what's happening in Ellenville and Ulster County. Like I said, it's the final days of our countdown. Let's put the final countdown instrumental on again. So if you support WJFF Radio Catskills for all the work that we do here on the local edition and Radio Catskills, that happens every morning from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, Monday to Friday, and the local edition happens from 6 to 6:30, then give us a call here at 845-42-4141 or donate online at wjffradio.org. It's one of the unique things that we have here in the Sullivan Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania. We have a show like the Local Edition. And someone mentioned before the comforting banter between Jason and Tim. I could definitely relate to that because during the pandemic, when we're all locked up into the house and in apartments and all that, listening to WJFF radio for me was comforting. It was comforting to turn on the radio and realize that someone else was out there that I knew or was familiar. A familiar voice was on the radio, and Jason, Tim, and was those voices for me, listening and comforting to me during the pandemic. And it's been so far. Like, I have the radio even before I started working here. I always had the radio on in the background, listening and being informed by what's happening in the community. So if you feel that way, give us a call here at 845-482-4141 or donate online at wjffradio.org to keep yourself informed and educated in the election. And we have some folks to thank. We have Anonymous from Anoy. How do you pronounce that? Yeah. I probably pronounced the city wrong. How you spell that?
I gotta find my phone.
Hanoi, right?
Oh, I'm still opening it up. But thank you to Anonymous. How much do we have left?
We have 525 to go. for this board challenge.
We have the next 525 that we raise, we will be able to add another $1,200. 845-482-4141. 845-482-4141. We're waiting to hear from you right now. $525 left on this generous $1,200 challenge. So, Patricio, was that the only segment for the local edition tonight?
That's the only segment we have for the local tonight.
We need another guest.
We do need another guest.
Where are we going to find another guest
where.
At this hour? Get out. Look at this.
I don't know where you define another guest, but I think one just walked in.
Listener, welcome to our studios and into your home or listening device. Callison Stratton, host and producer of Liberation Station on Saturday nights, jumping the gun and coming out here on a Friday night.
I know. It's very exciting. I was even thinking, I was like, I don't know if I have to, if I'm prompted to play some music, like I might even play music by a man because it's not. I was
like,
Friday night. I have the freedom to do that. It's not Saturday night at 7.
So yeah. Callison agreed. Callison wasn't able to be live during past Saturday, which would have been a fun drive show. So I said, why not come out on the last Friday night? It's a big blowout. We're going to have all as many of our local DJs come in and check in as possible. And she said, yes.
Yeah.
Then that's why she's here.
That's why I'm here. No, it's very exciting. I love being here. I actually just came. You can't see this because I just came from the library. But if we had a visual, my hands are covered in paint.
I thought it was bruises and blood. I'm like, man, you've been punching books. You've been fighting books.
I've been fighting all the books. No, I've been fighting all the people trying to take books off the shelves. That's what I'm saying. I was decorating pumpkins with kids the Delaware Free Ranch in Calicoon this afternoon.
Tis
the season. So yeah. That was really fun. So I just ran home and I grabbed my guitar and I head right back over here. So.
When I heard you were coming out tonight, I was driving here and I was, I hope she's bringing her guitar in.
Yes, here I brought my guitar. I was like, another thing I don't do on my regular show is play my own music. So.
Yeah, that's another incentive to have you come out at this time. But, you know, right now Patricio's hosting what's left of the local edition. So I'm going to let him interview you a little bit and you might not even know about what Callison does as a singer-songwriter. So I'll get up and I'll try helping with the microphones and stuff here. But as I do, remember, we're still waiting to hear from you. We're having this much fun because it's our fun drive and we are ending the fun drive. We're in the final hours again. Just $525 left on this challenge that we announced at the beginning of the 5 o'clock hour. It'd be really great if we could make this by 7 o'clock. Jason Two Guys coming in for a special 2-hour edition of the mixtape. He's reflecting on autumn, a chill in the air, a bend in the road, the spiders in the earth, and all those good things. We're a week out from Halloween, so like I said, tis the season. 845-482-4141. Join everybody who's donated so far and help us end this fun drive because it's ending. 845-482-4141. Go to WJFFradio.org. And Callison's working on a special book project as well that you're going to want to talk about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When Jason told me about this book project, I was so super interested in it. What a perfect person to do it.
Thank you. So the book is How Women Made Music, A Revolutionary History from NPR Music. It's edited by Allison Fensterstock, and it has this beautiful introduction by Ann Powers. And the whole book was sort of inspired by the NPR show, Turning the Tables, which is a show that is all about the history of women in music. And a good friend of mine works over at the NPR station in New York City. And he was like, hey, you should listen to this. You should find this book. Like, we're publishing it and it's coming out and you should check it out. And I was like, well, you know, I have a show that's all women and like all music by women. And so he connected me with all of the people who contributed to the book, and I reached out to a whole bunch of them. And I actually have more that are on my list. And so I got to do a bunch of interviews with some of the contributors to the book. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been really, really fun. It has been taking up all of my spare time. But worthwhile.
Yeah.
Very worthwhile. Yeah.
Now, you're a singer-songwriter, and I looked up a little bit about your bio, and you basically said, since you could walk, you've been performing. You come from a musical household, of musical family?
So in some sense, yes. I have all my brothers. I have three older brothers, and they're all very musical. One of my brothers is a jazz musician, and he actually runs a jazz bar down in Brooklyn, Bar Ooh. Bayou, and it's wonderful. They do a really great jazz series. They have like jazz every night at the bar, and so I grew up around jazz music, and that was sort of what I started singing when I was growing up. But you know, I think I was just always exposed to music. And we always had NPR, we always had WJFF or WNYC playing or WBGO in the house. And, you know, just always listening to music. And I think I just kind of picked it up on my own. And my dad, we always tell the story of my dad used to sing Summertime by George Gershwin to sleep. And then I like one day in the middle of like, preschool, I got up in the middle of the room and just started singing Summertime and the living is easy. And everybody was like, oh, she sang it with jazz stylings at 3 years old. and so I've been singing ever since. And then I started playing guitar when I was about 13, and I've been writing pretty much nonstop.
Oh, that's awesome. And I want to talk about your day job, because I'm so impressed by the Instagram. It's a fun Instagram. I have follow it, and you guys looks like you have so much fun in the library.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me, because I've been working really, really hard on the social media for the kids stuff for the library. Yeah, I'm the youth programs coordinator for the Western Sullivan Public Library. Like I said earlier, I have paint all over my hands because I was decorating pumpkins with my kids. This morning I had story time. And, you know, we were like, I try to do a different theme every month where we, you know, pick out different books that sort of match what's going on in the season. And I have a wonderful group of families that come like every week to our play groups, and we do STEM programs. I sort of try to mix it up and make sure that there's a little bit of something for everybody. And we also have this really wonderful podcasting program that's coming up. It's starting next weekend. It's going to be meeting at the Tustin Keshechtin branch in Narrowsburg on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock, and that's for teens. So anybody age 13 to 18 can participate, and it's a wonderful, it's going to be a really wonderful program, and it's a collaboration with WJFF.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so their projects, when they're done, they'll get the opportunity to broadcast them here on
that's
the
awesome.
Station.
Yeah. Either voices on the air, young broadcasters, so... Mm-hmm. You know, the library is such a special place. I grew up, I'm one of those library kids who used to go after school into the library and just hang out there. I remember watching Back to the Future for the first time at the library. And it's a special place. And even now, you know, my daughter, I have a young daughter who's 5 years old, and she loves going to the library. And our local library is the Mammy Cating Library. Mm-hmm. And it's just a special place there, going there and looking at all the books and meeting all the kids in. It has great programming over the summer, so...
Yeah, no, our summer reading program this year was also really exciting. And I just had started in the position, like at the first day of July, basically. And then summer reading started the next day. So I kind of got thrown into the fire for that one. But it was so, so exciting. And it was actually a really wonderful way to start the position, because there was so much like, there's just so much energy, especially in the summertime with and trying to get people just like, continuing to come to the library and get excited about reading, even if it's not assigned reading.
Yeah.
But we had these reading trackers that we gave out to all the kids, and they got prizes for turning them back in. And so I was like, read, you'll get prizes. I'll give you candy.
That's great. Because I said that being a librarian is tough nowadays I assume it's tough just because all the digital world is out there, tablets and phones and folks like that. So, but we're not here to talk about library all night. We're here to hear music.
Oh,
you brought your guitar, so I'm interested in seeing you play and hearing you play.
Okay.
I've heard you on the radio once play, and oh, we have a beautiful guitar. Is that Taylor?
It is. It's a Taylor DN4. It's actually kind of a it's discontinued, apparently. I've been looking for I was looking for one, and apparently it's discontinued. And I think, but it has a really nice sound to it.
Do you need to tune up a little bit?
I might have to tune up because, you know, this weather. You guys get to hear the tuning song.
That's a guitar here. Oh. Yeah. And folks, if you tune into Instagram, you will see some of this live on video.
Oh.
You don't mind if I
no,
do some Instagram video there?
I would love to. Love to.
So what do you have in store for us? What do you want to play?
So I was kind of thinking about what song I would want to play. Sort of thinking autumnal. But this is a song that I recorded last year at the Roscoe Party Farm. And it's a song that I wrote, many, many years ago, but has sort of like always meant a lot to me. This is a song called Cheshire Cat. Also, it sounds really pretty on this guitar. You flew in on a silver steed, a feather in your hat. You told me I was not who I was supposed to be and left it at that. And I'm fraying at the edges and asking you to lay the cards down flat. And you're old enough to realize when fiction isn't fact. Tell me why before my bags are packed. I have threaded my own needle, stitched myself a web. And I broke my only promise that I'd never write a song for you again. And we listen to the radio, I'm crimson, you are indigo. And then if you hear the howling of a wolf, it's really just my heart saying hear me before we have to part. And I'm nothing of a sailor, but I'm married to the sea. I'm nothing of a writer, words just seem to pour out of me. There's a ghost who haunts my window, longing just to us, and he whistles through the cracks and keeps away the dirt, the cobwebs and the rust. And we're standing on the edge, keeping our balance on this tightrope of lust. We were young enough to meet him when we never doubted trust. Give me a sign before we turn to dust. And you're nothing but a Cheshire Cat, a puzzle meant to solve. You are turning on a spindle, I am dizzy with the way that we revolve. I'm glad that I can see you eye to eye. Somehow it's harder now to fall. But I can't help but doing that line that we have drawn. And I'll never be the same. No, I'll never be the same again until you're.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Thanks so much.
How long have you been practicing? Or I mean, you know, you played guitar when you were a young kid, but have you been practicing or learning guitar like actively? You play great guitar too.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I'm a good faker. No, I've been playing guitar. I started when I was like 13. And I just sort of picked it up and taught myself and was playing for a long time. You know, just learning chords, looking songs up on ultimateguitar.com and just looking up tabs. And then when I got to college, I got in touch with the head of the music department there at the time. Joel Brown was the guitar teacher, and, he had sort of like heard about me, cause I was like really resistant to participating in the music department because I was like, I'm afraid of music theory, which I still am. And, but he was like, you should come and study guitar with me. And so I studied classical guitar for a couple of years at Skidmore and promptly abandoned classical guitar as soon as I graduated. But I learned a lot of really valuable technique from that. So I've, you know, ever since then, and I sort of went